Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
With the rising number of COVID-19 cases and with parent-teacher conferences at the end of the week resulting in no school for students Thursday and Friday, Kenai Peninsula Borough School District announced that with the shortened week, operations of schools in Moose Pass and Seward will continue in 100% remote learning during the shortened week. This coming after all major regions of the peninsula are under 100% remote learning this week. Peggy Erkenef, Director of Communications, Community, and Government Relations for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, had this to say last week when cases initially started to spike.
The positive cases on the peninsula continue to rise. In the big regions, all the schools are in 100% remote learning. But for instance, Port Graham, Nanwalek, Seldovia, Hope, Tabona, and Cooper Landing are actually all still open. Those are their own areas in the way that the metrics work. And so they're a little more isolated and so they're also still open to on-site at-school learning at this time.
A decision about safely returning to the on-site at-school option as soon as November 2nd, 2020 will be made at a later time. Erkenef spoke about safety protocols in place.
If you have any symptoms of illness, you don't come to school. So we know that a lot of the flu symptoms are the same as what COVID are, and so there's no way to distinguish if it's the flu or if it's COVID. So we do have symptom-free school protocols in place, and that started last March, even for our staff, then when they would come to work. And then I know there's flu clinics, and really we're just encouraging everybody to be as healthy as you can be. And it maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed, that if everybody's wearing face coverings and washing their hands more, we might not have as bad of a flu season.
Superintendent John O'Brien said in a statement that the more interaction people have together, the higher the transmission rates will get. He says the current acceleration is the result of people's choices about social gatherings outside of schools and the workplace, saying that those choices are the main drivers of this widespread transmission we're seeing. In order for the students to be able to get back to in-person, on-site, at-school learning, O'Brien says we need the communities to wear face coverings in public spaces, not attend large indoor social gatherings, keep social bubbles small, and practice proven pandemic safety precautions. It's also worth mentioning that health officials confirmed a record number of new coronavirus cases in Alaska over the weekend. The State Department of Health and Social Services confirmed a whopping 526 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. New cases include 520 Alaska residents and 6 non-residents. The total from over the weekend locally, Kenai saw 20, Soldotna saw 19, Kenai Peninsula Borough North has 4, Homer has 3, Sterling has 3, Seward has 2, Nikiski has 1. Kenai Peninsula South has 1 as well. Sunday marked the 10th consecutive day Alaska recorded more than 200 new cases. This coming after 355 cases were reported for the state on Saturday. The state of Alaska is now seeing a total of 14,064 confirmed or probable cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.